This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Intense heat in Gaza could worsen the health crisis for Palestinians, according to the World Health Organization's representative for Gaza in the West Bank, Richard Pieperkorn.
We've seen massive displacement over the last weeks, and we know that that combination and the heat can cause a rise in diseases, and most likely already happening.
UNRWA's senior deputy director, Scott Anderson, described the conditions on the ground.
The Israeli military said Sunday that it was establishing a new safe corridor to deliver aid into southern Gaza. But days later, the self-declared tactical pause has brought little relief to desperate Palestinians. The United Nations and international aid organizations say a breakdown in law and order has made the aid route unusable. Thousands of truckloads of aid piled up. Groups of armed men are regularly blocking convoys, holding drivers at gunpoint and rifling through their cargo, according to the UN official. This is VOA News. China appears to be keeping its distance as Russia and North Korea move closer to each other with a new defense pact that could tilt the balance of power among the three authoritarian states. Experts say Chinese leaders are likely fretting over a potential loss of influence over North Korea and how that could increase instability on the Korean Peninsula. Beijing so far has not commented on the deal and only reiterated boilerplate statements that it seeks to uphold peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and advance a political settlement of the North-South divide. Floods in mostly arid Niger have now killed at least 21 people and affected more than 6,000 others during just the first few weeks of the African country's rainy season that runs through September. That's according to a government official. 13 people have been killed, their homes collapsed, and 8 died by drowning following heavy rains. That's according to the Director General of Civil Protection on national TV on Thursday evening. The U.S. state of Louisiana has become the first state where judges can now order offenders guilty of certain sex crimes against children to undergo surgical castration. The state's Republican governor signed that bill into law on Tuesday. Proponents hope the new law will deter people from committing sex crimes against children. Opponents argue that it is cruel and unusual punishment and in violation of the U.S. Constitution. They say it is sure to face legal challenges. The law takes effect on August 1st. The punishment would not be automatic, though. It would be at the discretion of a judge and on a case-by-case basis. The death toll from torrential rains and landslides in El Salvador has now again risen to at least 19 people. That number does include 6 victims from Friday, when 2 girls and 4 adults died after being buried in their homes. A weather system along Guatemala's Pacific coast and another in the Gulf of Mexico developed Tropical Storm Alberto. They have brought saturating rains to southern Mexico and Central America. The civil protection authorities of El Salvador issued a red alert, and the country's Congress declared a state of national emergency for 15 days because of the severity of the rains. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.